Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we give to you for free. The main feature of the site allows you to control the content by submitting different items, whether they be videos, news items, blog posts. You submit it, it shows up on the site. Other people can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. And you can vote on things, too. So the most liked, most voted up, makes it to the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com. We're going to come back to this concept of a national sin here in a moment, but we've got Vincent on the line listening to WTAR in Norfolk, Virginia. Hello, Vincent. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark.
Hey, I wanted to say... I think Obama was correct when he brought up the fact that we needed alternative fuels. And he was laughed at. It seems to be a common mantra on the right that alternative fuels are a joke. I don't know why that is. Maybe they're, I don't know, maybe they're so wrapped up into the monies that oil brings. But we put men on the moon, at least we believe so. And we create subs that can go for months and months without refueling. Why can't we come up with some alternative fuel? It just doesn't seem as though, it seems as though they're telling us a fib.
Well, I'd say that there's, you know, the main problem here I consider to be government. And I think that that's at all levels. The fact is that, you know, petroleum-based fuels are subsidized by the federal government. Both the exploration, the government decides, you know, in the Gulf who drills where, who refines where in the United States. They put all these regulations on refining. Probably most importantly, they provide the security and the land acquisition in foreign countries. By that, I mean the military-industrial complex. You know, if all those silly Islamic foreigners happen to have our oil on top of them, we'll go over and kill them. We'll mess up their government in order to get it. By we, I mean
the government.
The United States government. So oil has a great deal of
political preference.
Political preference, subsidy from the government.
And from both sides, by the way, the Democrats and the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. The reason...
Well, I would have to say, I wouldn't blame government. I would blame industry, and I would tell you why.
How do you blame industry when industry isn't blowing anybody up?
Well, yes, they are. I'll tell you
how. No, the government's blowing people up.
Well, let me explain.
Okay.
I can hire a lobbyist to go and lobby that politician so that he will give me the right to drill here, so that he will give subsidies to my oil drilling and refineries. So it is business that is influencing government. Government cannot be corrupt.
Wait. Government can't be corrupt. Government is the monopoly privilege on the use of violence. How in the world is that not corrupt? If I whisper in your ear, why don't you go kill that guy, am I wrong or are you?
If the government wasn't there, the corporations or industries or whatever would not have the ability to do what they do.
Right. If there were no military might, this multi-trillion-dollar fight going on over in Iraq, Afghanistan, if they didn't have that tool of violence of the military, then Exxon or whatever these other oil companies, they'd have to go and do their own exploring. They'd have to go and cut their own deals with these other countries. They'd have to provide for their own protection services, and they'd have to do business without forcing all of us to essentially pay for their research and development or their product acquisition.
Exactly. You just said it. You said business would have to do that. So what they do is they get us to pay for them.
That the government have us pay for it. But like I said, if I whisper in your ear and tell you to go commit a crime, I haven't committed the crime, you have. So the government is responsible for forcing you to pay for this stuff.
Well, I just want you to think this out logically. To whose benefit is it? It's to the business's benefit.
No doubt.
No,
no doubt
at
all.
We told you.
But you're saying the government can't be corrupt in and of itself, and I say you are dead wrong.
I just want to say they always say follow the money. So if business is the one benefiting from this, then it must be business who is behind it. And how are they behind it? Through lobbying, through putting...
Okay, we are not communicating here. Let me, Mark, calm down for just a moment. Let me see if I can get through here to Vincent. Vincent, we're talking about the same thing. For whatever reason, we're talking past one another here. You're saying that businesses are lobbying for these things to happen. And that is another way of saying what Mark said earlier, in that the government is essentially subsidizing the oil industry by using its resources in the form of the military to go and do these things on behalf of these businesses. So we're actually saying the same thing in different ways. Do you understand
that? Yes, we are, but we're not. And this is where we're making a misconnect. If I'm a mob boss and I send my hitman out to kill you, the mob boss, actually killed you. The hitman is the middleman. The middleman in this case is the government. The mob boss is the business and industry who says, look, I want you to give me, we want to have some subsidies here. So why don't you get that tax money from the taxpayer? Look, I'll fund your campaigns. I'll put the strategic person in line. And they, in fact, corrupt the government for their own benefit.
Okay, so let me.
If the government wasn't there, could they do that?
Oh, if the government wasn't there, yes, because that's fascism. They would own everything. They would have private cops. They would have a private army. They would do everything themselves.
But they don't have that, right, Vincent?
You'd be forced to buy it?
Yeah, how would they afford a private cop or a private army if I'm not giving them money? Because, like, the government forces me to pay them money. Are you saying that Exxon's going to send men with guns to my house to force me to pay for their military adventures?
But if you shoot back, you're not going to go to, you know, jail for it?
Well, now we know that us as citizens, we have a right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. And now business has been considered a person. They have a right to bear arms, and now they have a right to protect their property. And I know that many companies have private security agencies. I mean, look at Z.
That's true, but you didn't answer my question.
You're going off the rails here. Just a second. Your analogy, you said that the mob boss sends the hitman, right?
Government, yes.
Okay, so there's one hitman, and that's the government, but there are many mob bosses, in that there are many people that are giving orders to the government. So your analogy doesn't hold true. There is not one mob boss. There are many mob bosses, but only one hitman. So who has the power here, the mob bosses, in fact, or the hitman?
The mob bosses.
No, the hitman does. He does the hit. The mob bosses can't do the hit. They haven't got the guns. They don't have the monopoly privilege on the use of force. Ian, will you cue up that audio where Barack Obama says the government is the monopoly privilege of the use of violence?
I think I've still got that somewhere here.
Because that's what he says, Vincent. He acknowledges, our dear leader acknowledges that government is, in fact, the monopoly privilege on the use of violence.
What essentially sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence.
What do you got to say about that?
Well, obviously, any tool can be manipulated. But you have to ask who's doing the manipulation. I mean, that's really the case.
Clearly, it matters which mob boss is doing the manipulation.
Wait, no, he's saying the corporations are doing the manipulation.
I know.
And
this
right
guy thinks that all evil comes from corporations, when in fact corporations are really just people trying to do business. And some people will, in fact, try to use government violence to get what they want. No doubt corporations and businesses have done that all throughout the years. But the suggestion here is that the corporations are doing it, when in fact the government is doing it. He believes the government is good and can be used well by the populace in order to protect us from the corporations and those that are powerful and those awful, evil, rich people.
I'll just say this and leave it at that. The government has no benefit in us running our cars off of oil or water, but an oil investor does. So
indeed.
It is benefit.
Yes.
It is their benefit. The government gains nothing from that.
But yes, they do. The government, in fact, gains because the politicians that run it get the campaign financing from these corporations.
Exactly. There we go.
And that's how it's always going to be, as long as we, the little people, don't have the money to finance the powerful into their campaigns.
What we're advocating here, Vincent, is taking the power out of the hands of the monopoly. And if you don't have government around this violent monopoly anymore to inflict these corporate views on people, then the corporations, how are they going to get their money to go and run their wars? I'm not going to pay for that. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features including news updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up. You can follow it via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. news.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
All right, so we're going to continue here with your calls in a moment, but I felt like there's some more clarification that's needed for regarding our last conversation. So for those of you just tuning in, we had Vincent on a few moments ago listening in Virginia. He was telling us that, and we agreed with him on the most, I think, critical, one of the more critical points of what he was saying, and that is that these corporations are essentially influencing the government agents or the government itself to take tax money from you on their behalf and use it to support their business, like the oil companies using the military to go around the world and secure oil fields for them, essentially,
yeah.
at the cost of trillions of dollars, taxpayer money, and that essentially is a subsidy to the oil companies. But, of course, it's not just the oil companies. It's all kinds of corporations that team up with government to use the violence of the state because the government is a monopoly on violence. The government is forced, as Obama admitted there in his little comment, to use the government for their ends. But what we're advocating on this program is to take away the government aspect, or at least the monopoly violence aspect of the government, to end its monopoly on violence, to make it so that they can't just force people to pay for things that they're not interested in paying for.
Or at the very least, that the government not, not support oil companies in their foreign, acquisitions.
But then they're still
like
going to do other things to support other companies, Mark. I mean, we saw
what Vince was saying was that essentially, that when a company becomes large enough, that company must be evil, is the sort of the jump in logic that I was hearing from him.
Yeah.
And all kinds of small companies use the government to force their way on people.
Absolutely true. And not to mention the fact that, to me, it seems that, any lobbying organization, whether that lobbying organization is AARP, lobbying to keep Social Security as the way it is or whatever, or, the military-industrial complex lobbying the government. As far as I'm concerned, they're using an organization that has a monopoly privilege on violence in order to benefit themselves. Whether that organization is a bunch of old people that have worked hard all their lives and paid into a flawed Ponzi scheme, or whether it's a corporation that wants to drill in the ground and draw out oil.
Yeah, and I, as coming from a liberal background, I had a lot of trouble figuring this out for myself with the corporations. I was raised to believe that corporations are evil and anything that has lots of money is obviously bad and stuff like that.
The government has lots of money.
Yeah. And
is a corporation.
Yeah. And it took me a while to sort of understand the whole backing of it that, when you're calling for more regulations on these huge companies, all you're doing is creating more and more steps for the little guys to have to jump through. But the big guys, I mean, they have the money to get around this. They hire accountants, they hire lawyers, they hire lobbyists.
Sure. Yep. And they want those
steps. The more of those regulations are in place, I mean, yes, it means more money they're going to have to spend getting around those things, but they're going to find ways around them, and the little guy is not. So all you're doing by, advocating for more regulation of these people is solidifying their monopoly.
Absolutely true. There's one really important factor that we did not mention about this whole discussion. And that is the belief, it seemed, that Vincent has was that, well, if we get rid of the government, then the corporations will just, have private armies and they'll just start killing people on their own. They don't need the government. They'll just start, hiring murderers and going and doing whatever they want. Well, there's a problem with that particular viewpoint. And the problem is that the corporations do not have the printing press. They don't have the aura of legitimacy that allows them to literally print out as much money as they would like and then spend that money on things like warmongering. The reason, one of the primary reasons why we have such a warmongering state in this country is because of the Federal Reserve system, the fractional reserve fiat money system that essentially allows this group of central bankers that is tied in with the federal government to print up as much money as they want, increment the number of zeros in a computer system as much as they want, and essentially inflate the money supply and give all of that money to the federal government, which the federal government can then spend buying more bombers and more tanks and, paying more troops. The reason why there's such military expansionism and, adventurism around the world is because of that ability to literally steal money from your own wallet, from your bank account, without actually ever having to have you make a payment to an income tax. Even if you don't pay income tax, like me, even if you don't pay income tax, you're still being taxed by the federal government as long as you're using their dollars. So if the federal government were to disappear tomorrow and Exxon were to say, oh, crap, well, now we don't have a military at our disposal anymore, so we better hire our own mercenaries and military people to go around and bomb people and do all the killing we're used to doing, like the government doing for us. Well, they better open up their bank account and start doing that, because they're not going to be able to just take it from you.
Yeah.
They don't have that ability. If Exxon showed up at your house tomorrow morning with men with guns, if you defended yourself against the Exxon agents, no one would blame you for it. They don't have the same kind of aura of legitimacy like the police do. Like, if the police show up and demand money from you and you don't do it and you defend yourself with, you know, with like defensive violence because they're trying to take you and take you away from your family, then you'll look like a crazy loon, because the government has an aura of legitimacy. People believe it's okay for the government to steal from people. I don't think so, but a lot of people believe that's okay. It's the society that we live in. That's the way things are. They have all things they'll say that, you know, to justify this violence. But to have the Texaco agents show up at your front door and threatening you with violence if you don't give them money so they can go and bomb people in the Middle East, that's just not going to play with most people. So do you understand the, you know, the kind of critical difference here between the two?
While they do have a lot of money now and could maybe do that, like, you know, hire their own miniature army or whatever now, I don't think many people are going to be getting their products if that's how they run their business.
Yeah, I don't have to buy your products.
Yeah, so I have a feeling that any company that handled itself that way would tank pretty quickly.
Absolutely. I want to support the oil companies that are doing business on a peaceful basis, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. But I am forced to support the government by the threat of violence that they use against me and my family. So hopefully I've made that clear. As we continue here, let's talk to Seth, listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Hello, Seth.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I listen to you all a lot, and you all are on Fox News here where I am, which is the only thing that comes in clear. So as you can understand, this is the only show that I really want to listen to.
Excellent.
What I was wondering, I hear you all talk about secession, and I was wondering what you thought the government's response would be to that. If a group actually did get together and did try to secede, do you think... what do you think their response would be?
Good question.
Okay. First off, I'd like to say that I think secession sort of lives in the fantasy world, you know, here on Free Talk Live. I don't think that it's a likely outcome. Maybe things will change.
About it, Mark.
Maybe things will change in the future, but I think that currently it's a fringe idea. Not to say that fringe ideas don't move to the center at some point, but I think that there are some concrete steps that you know that ought to be taken.
We got to talk about this. We're going to come back and do that here in a moment. You're welcome to hang through and discuss it with us, Seth, more in a moment here at 800-259-9231. What would the government do if a state's government decided to call it quits? Hey, we're done with this. We're out of here. See you later. 800-259-9231. Also, you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and collapseproof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. Collapseproof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark. Meg is here courtesy of her website, LibertyFlare.com. Meg, what is Liberty Flare?
Liberty Flare, the one-inch buttons with Liberty images, phrases. I have lots of different Liberty organizations that actually get 50% of your purchase. And they're really cheap, really easy way to start conversations about Liberty.
All right, so you can go to LibertyFlare.com to order up a bunch because they are really cheap.
Yeah.
And shipping's cheap, too.
Yeah, shipping flat $2 no matter how many you buy, and doing some updates on the website right now, but it's still working, so don't worry.
Fantastic. That's LibertyFlare.com. And Free Talk Live's webcam, which is available for free, by the way, over at cam.freetalklive.com, is there. And it's courtesy of Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We continue here, and we go back to Seth, who may still be with us. Seth, are you there listening in West Virginia? Now, you called with a good question tonight regarding secession. It is certainly a topic that's discussed fairly often on this show. I think Mark kind of downplayed it a little bit. I think that secession is much more of a topic of discussion today than it has ever been, at least in my lifetime. LouRockwell.com, the most popular libertarian website on the internet, has talked about secession multiple times on their front page, and certainly I think this is a topic that should be discussed, that should be brought up at family dinners, it should be brought up at the water cooler, it should be brought up all over the place. People need to start getting the concept out there again so people can have that initial reaction that they do. And the, one of the initial reactions people have is, my God, they'll roll in tanks. Or, you know, what will they do if we attempt to secede? Because usually one of the common reactions to someone bringing up secession is, well, that's been tried. And, you know, they kind of brush it off because, well, back in the 1800s, people were murdered over their attempt to secede.
It wasn't just murder. Well. But first off, the point that I was trying to make is nullification steps are being taken all over the country and state after state, and you're going to have to see these steps of nullification before you see the ideas of secession really step into the limelight. I feel that the federal government is going to collapse under its own weight and its own poor monetary policy before anybody has the opportunity to really secede.
Maybe true.
And just to say from the West Coast, I mean, we never felt connected to the East Coast at all, which is where the capital is. So I think if you mention secession to anybody on the West Coast, it wouldn't be the knee-jerk reaction that it is here. It'd just
more favorable.
Be that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, but I think they're still going to be afraid of violence. They're still going to be afraid that the federal government's going to use anything within their purview, any amount of violence, to keep a state in, because that's what happened in the past. And so to answer the question as to what will happen today...
Well, I think the most important thing is that when the... The South stayed for a long time, in the North. And if you've ever seen a couple that stayed together too long after, you know, the bell tolled for the relationship, they hate each other. You know, they just... And that was really what went on between these two. And... So the South fired on Fort Sumter. Granted, the North kept on resupplying it with ships. The South asked them to leave, and they wouldn't leave. And then finally, the South fires on the North. I think that the real trick is don't fire on any military bases, and then the military won't have any reason to respond.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true. But you know, for a more realistic idea of what would happen today, because there aren't too many military bases in... it's very unlikely that's going to occur.
Most states have military bases, Ian.
Right, but it seems unlikely that anybody's going to actually try to attack one of them.
Well, if
today.
You have a state that is now sovereign and the federal government has a military base that is unwelcome there, you may very well get this.
Well, either way, I agree with you, Mark. It's a bad idea to do it, and I would hope that most people are sensible to that today. But as far as what would happen if the federal government were to initiate the violence, because certainly they are initiators of violence in plenty of different ways, then I think that would look real bad for them. They don't have the ability to cover things up like they would have had in the 1800s. News traveled by horseback then, for the most part.
Right. If they had YouTube to be able to show these ships coming and resupplying Fort Sumter instead of shooting, they could have passed these YouTube videos around and say, hey, look what these people are doing.
Yeah, so I think that the whole situation would be entirely different. Communication would change everything about the concept of secession. Your thoughts, Seth?
Well, see, I don't see anything that doesn't result in the government trying to say this is the way we want it to be, because that just seems like what they do. You know
so
what
you,
I mean?
You believe they're going to roll in tanks or drop a nuke?
Well,
or what do you think they're going
to
do?
No, I don't know. I do think that they would try to put some sort of troop response with and they before that, even though,
he's at the grocery store. Sorry, go ahead.
Try to multitask. Otherwise, I think that before that even happened, they would try to change the law. Because it would have to be a democratic thing. At some point, it would have to be a vote amongst the people in whatever state or group that wanted to secede. It would have to be some sort of vote amongst them, and they would try to change some sort of law to prevent that.
So saying that a vote for secession in a state would have to be 75-25 or a supermajority of 66-33?
I don't think the federal government could make a claim on what would proclaim secession. And thanks for the call tonight, by the way. I appreciate it. I'll let you get back to your bagging there. It sounded like she was upset. The automated voice was very upset that he was not bagging. So thank you for that. At 800-259-9231.
You have to sit on hold sometimes. You know, you're doing things. Cell phones make it easy to call anytime.
It's a legitimate concern, I think, that people have, because the federal government is violent, and they don't hesitate to use that violence. But if the New Hampshire state legislature decides that they are done with their allegiance with the federal government, then there's very little that the federal government's courts can do about that. I mean, they can stomp their feet all they want, but if politically... New Hampshire has gotten to that point where they are ready to say, no more nullification. We are nullifying our agreement entirely.
But this is the point that I want to make, Ian. I agree with you. I'm for secession. You're not going to get me to say that I'm not for that. However, I think that it is a politically inexpedient idea. And here's why. You can do all the things you want to do through secession without doing secession. And that's what really scares people, is the idea of actual, the word secession. Because if you tell the, if the state of New Hampshire tells the federal government, look, you don't have any right to collect income tax within our state borders, and then sends word to its constituents, the 1.4 million people that live in New Hampshire, you needn't pay federal income
That'd
tax.
That'd be great, Mark.
We're,
I mean,
not,
that's
we're
essentially
not accepting those things. It is essentially seceding. However, secession means secession, and nullification means nullification, and it's different things.
Let's talk to Michael, listening in Alabama, listening to WVHP in Huntsville. Hello, Michael.
Hey. Yeah, hey. Hi. How are you doing?
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, just looking at that, like I was telling your other guy there, see, I've lived on the West Coast, I've lived on the East Coast, in between places, and all over the country, and I believe right now, the way things are, that if a secession movement got going, I think just about every state and the union right on here would be willing to go along with it, because there is no point in this whole country going down the tubes because of a bunch of nutcases in D.C., man.
Yeah, that much I agree with you, is that if a domino falls, that you're likely to see other dominoes fall.
Absolutely.
And that you'll find that those people, that those states say, look, we're willing to trade, essentially put an Articles of Confederation into place, or the idea of the Constitution was to have an army, a standing military, or at least one that could be called up, a standing navy and a military that could be called up, and to let the states not, put tariffs on other states. I think that you would likely see the states have an agreement among themselves to not put tariffs up, and maybe they'd come up with some kind of military solution.
Michael,
although
thanks
I don't know.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Remember, Mark, there was actually a study done, I think it was like within the last year or so, and I don't remember which organization, I apologize, it's just my recollection here, that found that 1 out of 5 Americans, a solid 20% of Americans, support right now, today, the idea of secession. Mm. And I think that is a good starting point, to have 20% of Americans say, yeah, let's secede from this country.
If 20% support secession, how many support nullification?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so let's move in that direction. Keep the conversation going here on the air and in your personal lives as well. Put that idea out there and let's get it out, because the more the idea spreads, the more realistic it'll become. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Mobs Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars in the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming bands Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty B. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring, and children's over 100 admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we give to you there totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And you get a whole list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And another way to help the show is to buy some gold and silver, and that'll help you too.
Right. So many shows are talking about get gold and silver here, get them there. Different companies are advertising on the radio. Well, Free Talk Live is syndicated by a company that sells gold and silver. Genesis Communications Network and Midas Resources are sister companies. They're both run by the same fellow. I don't know their exact corporate structure or anything like that. But they sell gold and silver, and they do it at some of the best rates that you'll find on the Internet. This was one of the stipulations that we had with dealing with Ted Anderson of Midas Resources, and he agreed completely. Free Talk Live should be able to offer the best prices to people, for the companies that sell gold and silver, major companies that sell gold and silver. You probably can scour the Internet, find somebody on eBay that's selling it somewhat cheaper, but your time costs money, too. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have many, many different sources of gold and silver there intended that you can price compare between companies and to make it easy for you. There's some beautiful silver rounds that are created specifically in order to get silver into your hands as bullion. There's the Mises coin there, the Montana Silver Reserves, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds. Go check them out at gold.freetalklive.com. It costs the same to ship one coin as it does to ship 20. So buy something that you can get 20 coins in. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So 800-259-9231 is the number. Let's continue taking your calls. Ladies first, Helen, listening in New York to WNYY. Hello, Helen.
Oh, hi. Whoops, you're on speaker, sorry.
Oh, you sound fine. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't think New Hampshire's ever going to do any secession. There's never going to be legislation for that. But
how do you know?
You can dream.
Why are you so sure about that?
Well, actually, that's really not the main thing. Your governor, I believe, is he's a Republican, correct?
He's a Democrat.
Nope, he's a Democrat.
He is?
That's right.
Well, he's behaving like a Republican. Oh, okay.
Well,
all right.
In what way do you think he's behaving like a Republican?
Well, your state is on the list of all these people who are trying to crush unions, you know, that like what's happening, what is everybody knows in Wisconsin, but it's also happening in Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee.
Is that happening here? I hadn't heard anything about
that. Yes, there is legislation to affect it requires that it doesn't allow unions to just come into a shop, hold a blind ballot vote, and then force people that are in that shop that didn't vote for that union to be in it. And I really have a problem with this blind ballot voting as far as unions go. If people want unions in their shop, then they should be able to have them, and they shouldn't be able to force anybody who doesn't want to be in the union to be in the union.
I agree.
That's what the legislation's about, okay? The legislation's about forcing people that don't want to be in unions into unions, and that's what the legislation's about.
So people are forced? We're talking about public employees, right? The public
You're talking about public employee unions, which is, I think, is a different thing. Public employee unions was opposed even by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. They've only been around since 1958. These are really new phenomenons in the workplace. They're not unions in the sense that unions have been for the worker. These folks aren't. They deal with the public in an entirely different fashion.
Well, I know that the private corporations, companies, whatever, they've gone from, like, 20 years ago, it was like 25%
yep.
of all workers belong yep. to unions, and now it's like 7%.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. Admittedly, things do change over time. You know, at one point, the steam engine made perfectly good sense. It was a huge advance.
And now nuclear power plants are blowing up. Yeah,
yeah.
Things change over time.
It was an 8.9 earthquake. I mean,
it was upgraded to 9.0 now.
One of the largest five earthquakes ever to be recorded.
What else is on your mind tonight, Helen?
Well, I was wondering. I'm not a libertarian, you know. If you accuse me of being a socialist, I'll say thank you. So what do you guys think about unions? Isn't that what people should do? They should unite and have unions, you know?
It's to their benefit, sure. I mean, why not? As long as they're not using the violence of the state to back up what they're doing, as long as they're just simply uniting and bargaining and negotiating, I have no problem with that.
What happened in Wisconsin, that was totally peaceful.
Those are not peaceful people. They acted
in
peaceful
Wisconsin?
In their they acted peaceful in their protests, but they work for the state. And the state is a violent organization. It is a monopoly on violence.
It was all the citizens of Wisconsin. It wasn't just what are all these teachers?
It was thousands upon thousands of government bureaucrats that descended in Wisconsin.
Just how much money is being thrown into the government there as opposed to
the people? When I was in school, I never once had a teacher beat me up.
No, they're not violent out and out. I'm sorry if I misspoke, but they are the beneficiaries of violence. Their paychecks are garnered through threats of violence against people, human beings. If I don't pay property taxes to go to benefit these schools with which I disagree,
don't send any kids to.
Right. Well, I don't have a problem educating people. I don't have a problem supporting education, but I do have a problem supporting coercion, and I have a problem supporting a system that is based in violence.
I'm not into coercion, but like I still don't get. Okay, like I told you, I lived in France and stuff, and I thought socialism was a great system. But
if you can have your socialist system without coercion, then it's fine with me. But the problem is when the state exists, and the definition of socialism includes the state ownership of everything. So the state exists in the concept of socialism. But if you've got a commune, then I don't care.
I still don't get. Maybe I should. You guys have a website or something. I don't. And I was in philosophy and political science, so I don't, and I also was in biology, but I don't get the difference really that much between you guys and anarchy, libertarianism and anarchy, but I'm sure you could explain it.
Anarchy. I'm not a libertarian and I'm not an anarchist. I'm a voluntarist, and I don't think Mark would describe himself as the same, but so I'll just answer that question. Anarchism kind of has a connotation of bomb-throwing violence. Now, whether or not that's true...
No. It means no government.
I understand. You're very well educated and informed.
It's
however,
just when you say the word anarchy, instantly everybody around you who doesn't have those ideas is going to think of things blowing up and people killing each other.
Right, because a lot of people that call themselves anarchists, Helen, will throw bombs and will break storefront windows. And to me, those people aren't real anarchists, but they might as well be because that's what they're labeled and so on and so forth. So I don't support coercion. I support human beings interacting on a consensual basis. And I think that the term anarchy also has a connotation of no rules. And I think that rules are fine. I think that rules, in fact, are very useful.
Don't you need a government to make rules? Don't you have to get together and decide on the rules?
Let's decide voluntarily where everyone consents to those rules.
Let me use an example here, Helen. Did you decide on some rules with your cell phone carrier company?
No, I just signed up with AT&T.
Yeah, you signed a contract. Then, you know, the same with your home insurance, the same with your fire protection, your flood insurance. You've created these binding documents with these companies, and those documents govern your behavior. The difference between a government and a voluntary society essentially is that the government, it doesn't have a monopoly. In the same way that the Catholic Church used to have monopolies on Western Europe, they now don't. People live in with different religions all inside Western Europe, and lack of religions.
Thank goodness.
In the same way, I believe that what we're moving more towards in this world is having the freedom of choice. And that freedom of choice includes freedom of choice by whom we are governed. So I could have, say, the governing system of the United States, but I could move to Bulgaria, and I would be ruled by the governing document that I signed with, say, the United States in order to follow their rules, and I don't have to follow the Bulgarian rules. Do you get it?
Yeah, actually, I'm in the process of becoming a citizen of Ireland because my grandparents are from there. But,
okay.
You know, their economy is in the tanks.
So it's all about getting rid of monopolies on violence, and who would be against getting rid of monopolies? Thanks, Helen, for the call tonight. Yeah, indeed. I appreciate hearing from you. We got to get Brian on the line here in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Megan, Mark.
Right. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts. You've only got a few moments.
Oh, I was just wanting to talk about what... I'm just stunned and confused. I'm broke. I just wanted to see if there's anything that we as the public can do for the rising fuel costs. If there's anything that we can do to put it at a minimum or what we can do.
Secede from the federal government.
I don't know what you could do. I don't have any good examples. You know, it's so sad that the prices get run up by speculators. The oil companies don't make near the profits that governments do on fuel, but it's, you know, it's sad that the individual can't do anything about it.
Thanks. You can, you know, support alternative energies and try to move away from oil, but that's obviously expensive as well. Hey, thank you for the call, Brian. We're short on time. Mark, bring up the National Sin thing tomorrow. We'll talk about it then.
Yep.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.